My name is Tom Rebeck. I'm Research Director for Enterprise and IoT at Analysys Mason. I'm here with Terry Van Staden, Enterprise Analyst, and he's going to be discussing the results from our recent Enterprise survey. Before we get to the results though, Terry, why don't you just tell us a bit more about the survey and what it covered?
Yes, hi. So our survey covered 1,600 enterprises across 8 countries globally, asking them about their usage, providers, and satisfaction levels with their various telecom services, including both traditional connectivity and ICT services.
So beginning with overall satisfaction levels, we've used Net Promoter Score or NPS as the indicator of satisfaction. Can you just tell us a bit more about NPS?
So NPS is a widely used metric to gauge customer satisfaction. It ranges from minus 100, where every customer is dissatisfied with their service, to plus 100, where every customer is happy with their service. We know that the top companies score around 50 or 60 for NPS, and a score of 30 or more represents a good level of satisfaction. From the chart here, we can see that telecoms operators are certainly receiving very low levels of satisfaction. On the left-hand side, we have mobile services, and on the right, fixed, with the result for SMEs in dark blue and large enterprises in light blue. Compared to benchmarks from other industries, we can see that telecoms operators are doing a poor job of serving the enterprise market, and particularly so for SMEs.
Now, turning to churn, on this slide, you show the percentage of enterprises that are planning to change their provider in the next 6 months. Can you talk through the results here, please?
So on the left-hand side, you have intended churn for SMEs, and on the right, you have intended churn for large enterprises. As we saw in the previous chart, satisfaction with telecoms operators is generally low, and this is leading to high rates of intended churn. A further explanation is that competitors are starting to gain ground on incumbents in the enterprise market, especially where incumbents have a high market share. Incumbents tend to have a higher market share in enterprise services than they do in consumer, and even more so for fixed services than mobile. Our research found that the highest rates of intended churn were in countries where incumbents have a particularly high share of subscribers, for example, in Australia and the UAE.
Now, looking at that churn in a bit more detail, what are the key factors, fundamental factors, driving those high rates of intended churn?
So we asked each of the companies that is planning to churn why they want to churn. Here we have the top three reasons for intention to churn in each market surveyed. More than one responsible, so the totals add up to more than 100%. Generally speaking, enterprises are far less price sensitive than consumers, with the exception being the SME mobile market, where price explains 62% of intended churn. Here we can see that bandwidth is the single most important differentiator in a fixed broadband proposition for SMEs. Large enterprises place much greater importance on customer service than SMEs, and operators need to offer them a higher level of support. In contrast to SMEs, bandwidth is less of a problem for large enterprises, given their wide use of dedicated or leased lines. Therefore, customer service and prices explain most of the intended churn rates. These results suggest there is wide scope for operators to differentiate on quality rather than just on price. Focus on network coverage, network quality, and customer service as primary differentiators.
So price is obviously always important. Price operators need to be price competitive, but enterprises still place importance on other factors, other quality aspects. Now, this chart shows the relationship between Net Promoter Score, NPS, on the x-axis and the corresponding rates of intended churn on the y-axis. So just talk through this chart and what it's showing us.
So we plotted the NPS and intended churn rates for 22 different operators on this chart to try and gauge the actual magnitude of the relationship between satisfaction and churn. So each dot is a single operator. Regression analysis of the 22 operators revealed that operators can reduce intended churn by 1.6 percentage points for every 10-point increase in NPS. Operators who perform well in customer satisfaction surveys should use this in their marketing. This would help operators to attract enterprises that are seeking better services, and would let current customers know that they are subscribing to market-leading providers, which may in turn mitigate their own churn.
So then turning to the new service, the new ICT services, what's the relationship between the satisfaction levels with those traditional services and the operator's potential to compete in these new markets?
So here we have the NPS and intended churn results for large enterprises. On the left, the results for large enterprises that also bought security solutions from the operator. On the right, we have the results for enterprises that didn't purchase security solutions from the operator.
Okay, so the NPS is the dark blue bar from the left y-axis, and churn is the light blue circles on the right y-axis.
Yes, and we can see that large enterprises who purchase security solutions from the operator are both significantly more satisfied with their traditional services and more than 4 times less likely to churn. We do need to be careful about causation. We don't think it is that the security solutions themselves are making customers happier, but it is only customers that are already satisfied with their core products that are buying additional services from their operator. Operators who want to compete in the broader ICT market will need a base of solid traditional connectivity services. It is through the relationship and trust built on high-quality traditional services that will drive operators' growth in this market. So operators need to explore and understand the relationship between satisfaction and their potential to sell new products. More satisfied customers are much better prospects for selling additional services.
Okay, so on the flip side, you've got a sort of double whammy of a dissatisfied customer. They're much less likely to buy other services, and they're much more likely to churn.
So in summary, there are three fundamental conclusions to draw from this research. One, operators need to prioritize network coverage, network quality or speed, and customer services differentiators in addition to being price competitive. These are the most important facets to enterprises and explains most of the intended churn rates. Two, operators need to do more to improve satisfaction. Reducing churn is more important than ever in saturated markets. And finally, operators will need to improve the quality of traditional services if they aim to compete in the broader ICT market. Customers who are not satisfied with their core connectivity products are unlikely to purchase additional services from their operator. So this video presents the highlights from our survey, which comes from 8 different reports, which we've put on the left-hand side of the table. We also have 6 different upcoming country reports describing the state of the enterprise market in each country, which will be published over the coming months. Please don't hesitate to contact me if you have any further questions. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Terry.